Yeah, John, we lost, so it's bad. No, it's not his fault. We just got to execute better.
Should you guys be the team better than this? I mean, you're in this game about halftime, and like some of these other games, it just gets away from you guys in the second half.
Yeah, you know, I just got to watch the film and see what happened. I think, obviously, it's not a good game. You put up 7 points, you know.
Can you put your finger on what went wrong from the offensive point of view?
No, I can't. I got to watch it and figure it out from there. So I wish I could help you.
Talk about your touchdown pass and the interception you tried to get the first
down. Yeah, Bruce ran a good route on that. And, he's been running good routes all season. Wanted to give him a shot. And then the interception, I was trying to anticipate the backer kind of biting down on the return route, and he stayed high. So something I can learn from.
What felt right?
Yeah, I think we're I mean, let's be honest, we put up 7 points. It wasn't like we were lighting up the world, but we were we were just executing what we needed to do. I think offensive line did a great job, and receivers were getting open. So,
how does the team make sure you guys don't let this season completely slip away, get out of hand? I mean, they've been tough games, tight games.
Yeah. I think if you just walk in that locker room right now and you ask the guys, I can promise you that no one feels that way, that it's going to go south. And there's no better group of guys in the world than the people in that locker room. And so we'll get it going.
Tom, a few days ago after a game, you talked about how you played yourself. You didn't play well. You didn't make the right throws. It was the most frustrating game you had. Do you feel different today, or is it the same kind of feeling after you?
I gotta watch it and see what happened on some of the plays. And I mean, to be honest with you, it's on the quarterback when we put up 7 points, so it's on me.
What's your feeling at halftime that 11 points out there and we can go out there and put points on the
board? Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, we didn't put the defense in some good situations there in the end of the half to give them those 3 points, and especially with the interception. I mean, like I said, I was seeing everything clear. I'm confident in myself, so I think we can just watch it and see where we can improve.
I got 188 yards in the first half and less than 100 in the second. Did they do something differently in the second half?
You know, I have to watch it. I don't. I think everyone was executing what they needed to do. I just got to make some better plays.
It looks like they did a better job against the run in the second half.
Right. I don't know the stats. Was it?
Significant.
Yeah. Like I said, I think the offensive line did a great job, and it's on the quarterback when we gotta make those plays.
Must have hurt to not have Fuller.
It always hurts. I mean, he's a dynamic player to take the top off the defense, and I hope he's all right.
You talked about before about ball security.
Yeah.
And you had 4 turnovers. Thoughts about that?
Yeah. I mean, you're never gonna win a game with 4 turnovers. I can't promise you that, but I'm pretty confident you're not going to win a game with 4 turnovers.
They act like you need to get rid of the ball quicker. You worked on it all week. Do you feel like you got rid of it most of the time when you wanted to?
Yeah, I tried to. Obviously, on the strip sacks and stuff, it's on me. I got to get the ball out.
You said it's a team game, obviously.
Yeah.
Other things you said, you feel like it's kind of on you. Just ask the quarterback for the snaps and the turnovers that were out there.
Yeah. It's on the quarterback. Like I just said, I think if you go in that locker room, you're going to tell that's not the way this team operates. I've been here for 4 years, and I've seen it, and I've seen bad, and I've seen good, and I can promise you that those guys in that locker room are not going to stop competing or point fingers or do anything like that. We're a family in there, and like I said, you're not going to find a better group of guys to go out there and kind of go on this side of the journey with. I wouldn't choose another group.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.